Alright, today's daf is Brachas Daf Nun Zayin. We are holding on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. We are four lines from the bottom of the page, Nun Vav Amud Beis. We've been discussing various things that a person sees in a dream and what it means when you see these items in a dream. And pretty much the entire Daf Nun Zayin is also about dreams. At the very end, we'll finally move on from the topic of dreams. But we're up to Haroa Gamal. Haroa Gamal B'chalom, Misa Nikna Salom in Hashemayim. If a person sees a camel in a dream, so then it's a sign that Misa has been decreed against him. But he was saved from it. What's the pasuk that tells you that? Because the pasuk says the pasuk that we're going to quote over here doesn't necessarily talk about a gamal, but it says something that sounds like gamal. The pasuk says va'anochi ered imcha mitzrayma va'anochi eleh gamalo. So gamalo means it sounds a lot like gamal. If you take out the I and you just say the two words fast, gamalo sounds like gamal. So that's the pasuk that tells us that a person gets out of trouble when they see gamal, because gamal is symbolic of gamalo. Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha. Nachum Bar Yitzchak has a different pasuk that he quotes that teaches us that a gamal gets you out of trouble. Pasuk says, that Hashem will overlook your sins and you will not die. Harav Pinchas b'chalom. Someone sees Pinchas in a dream. Pela nasalo. Someone asked yesterday when we said if you see Yishmael b'chalom, so how do you know if you're seeing him? So sometimes when you have a dream, you don't have to know what the people look like. Sometimes in a dream, even people that you see that you know what they look like in your dream, you think they're somebody else. It's something you just have a sense. You just have a feeling that you know who the person is. So someone sees Pinchas b'chalom, who sees a person that he thinks is Pinchas in a dream, so pelinasalo, so something unbelievable is going to happen to him. Haro pil b'chalom, if someone sees an elephant in a dream, plaos nasulo, many unbelievable things are going to happen to him. Pilim pile plaos nasulo, if you see elephants, then really unbelievable things are going to happen. V'atanya kol minei chayos yafan l'chalom chutz min apil min akov. Aye, but don't we have a brisa that tells us that all sorts of wild beasts it's good to see in a dream, except for an elephant and a monkey? So how can you say that plaos nasulo sounds like it's a good thing? Lo kasha hada misrag hada lo misrag. It depends if it's saddled or not. If it's saddled, then it's a good thing, because then it's under control. If it's not saddled, then it's just wild. Haro huna b'chalom, if someone sees Huna in a dream, presumably Rav Huna, but we're going to see soon just the name Huna. If someone dreams of the name Huna, Nes Nasala, then a Nes will happen to him. Chanina, Rashi says, Nun Keneged Nun, Ukugon Chara Hashem Kasuv. So it sounds a little bit like Nes. Huna is the Nun from Huna, and the Nun from Nes are connected to each other. Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan, Nise Nisim Nasulo. When there are multiple Nuns in the name, like in Chanina, Chananya, and Yochanan, then nisim on top of nisim will happen to the person. He'll experience multiple nisim. Haroa hesped b'chalom in hashamayim chasolavu padu'uhu. If a person sees a hesped in a dream, then he knows that they had rachmanus on him in hashamayim, and he was redeemed from any sort of trouble. V'hani mili b'ksava. But that's only if you see a b'ksav, if you see these names actually written out. We're not talking about the personalities now. We're not talking about seeing Rav Huna, seeing Rabbi Chanina, we're talking about seeing the name actually written out. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, when it comes to Yishmael, which we said yesterday, that someone who sees Yishmael, it's Tfilosu Nishma'as. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that goes of the Ivitz in the back of the Gemara, says that if you also see the name Yishmael, even if you don't see a person that you know is Yishmael, that you just see the name written, that's also Tfilosu Nishma'as. It could be that he's Medayik from the fact that it says, Vidafki Yishmael ben Avram, Avotayo Bial Malo, that it's only if you see Yishmael ben Avram, not if you see Stam in Arab. But the Gemara didn't make any comment, Aval Biksavalo. It never said, but if you see a biksav, it's not so. And we do know the Gemara takes into account about biksava, because we see over here the Gemara talks about biksava. So that's what the Sharmat Zeran Balach suggests. Maybe that's the diuk that Rabbi Yaakov Emden has, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say aval biksavalo by Yishmael, that if you see a biksav, that that's also the symbol of tfiloso nishma'as. Even if you see biksav, you don't see the personality. Ha'one yeheshme rabba mevorach. Sometimes you see this taken out of context. It says if you say Yehei Shmei Rabbi Mvorach, presumably it means in a dream. If a person sees that he's answering Yehei Shmei Rabbi Mvorach in a dream, so then he's muftach Sheu Ben Olam Haba. There are other Mamari Chazal about the greatness of actually saying Yehei Shmei Rabbi Mvorach. We had in Dav Gimel Amud Aleph at the very beginning of the Masechta that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menanei Rosho, every time Klal Yisrael gets together, says Yehei Shmei Gadol Mvorach, and he says, why did I have to send my children into Galus? And Ashrei Yamelch Shemekal Sinosu Bebesokach, how much more fortunate is a king who gets praised like this in his own bayis? So you see, it's a very, very special tefillah. But over here we're talking in a dream, so he's muftach that he's ben olam haba. Hakori kriyashma, roisha tishra alav shchina al shein dor zakai lekach. If a person reads kriyashma in a dream, so then it's a simon that he's right to have the shchina rest on him, but the generation isn't worthy of it. Haminiach tefillin bechalom yitzapil gedula. Someone sees himself putting tefillin on in a dream, so he could hope for a new position of authority. Shnema vro kol ami aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, v'tani Reb Elazar gadol omer eilu tefillin shabarosh. That the pasuk says that all the Amei Eretz are going to see that Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha, and they're going to be fearful. V'yaru mimecha, the pasuk goes on to say, and we say that's a reference to Tefillin Shabarosh. So we see that we're put in a position where others fear us. We're in a position of authority when one wears Tefillin. Hamespal b'chalom simin yafalov. If a person davens in his dream, it's a good simin. V'hani mili d'losiyim. That's only provided that he didn't finish his tefillah. He woke up before the tefillah was over. But if he finishes the tefillah, it's not necessary. If a person is boel his mother in chalom, which one would imagine is quite a disturbing dream, so the Gemara says, no, yitzapel lebina, it's a symbol of understanding. Shnemar kiim lebina tikare, which we're saying, kiim lebina tikare, the tikra, that you can call your mother bina. So that's it's a symbol of going back to a level of understanding. Habal narumurasa, yitzapel the Torah. Someone who's boel in narumurasa in a dream could hope for Torah. The Torah is ma'orasa to us. So that's where we learn also that a guy is not allowed to learn Torah. That you can't teach Torah to a guy because it's erisin. What happens by erisin? Erisin is when you aser the girl to everybody else. She's not yet mutaris to you, but it serves the function of asering to everybody else. Why wouldn't we say that the Torah is nisuin? That the Torah is a nisua. So we're obviously trying to emphasize that one of the unique characteristics of Torah is just the fact that it's ushered everybody else. That alone is a unique characteristic of Torah, and that's where we learn that a guy is not allowed to learn Torah. Rav Soloveitchik, in his hesped for his uncle, in his hesped for the Briska Rav, said that nisuin with the Torah is not accomplished by all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael is erisin with the Torah. Erisin, the stage of erisin is you love the person, you want to spend a lot of time with the person, you're interested, but you don't really have the deep knowledge that a married couple, after spending a lot of time together, where they just understand each other's facial expressions, they understand each other's moods, they understand, they just have an intuition, they understand much, much more deeply without things even being said, without even things being communicated, they're able to communicate on a different level. He said, that's reserved for a special chachamim in each generation. So he said his uncle, the Briska Rav, had nisuin with the Torah, that he was able to his gut feeling was very often, a greater reflection of what the Torah, what the Das Torah is on a particular issue than other people who may even try to study it over and over again. The Briska Rav was so, his personality was so intertwined with the Torah that he had nisuin with the Torah. Okay, Habal Achosa B'chalom, someone who's boel his sister in a dream, Yitzapa L'chachma, Yishbi Mitzapa for Chachma, Shnemar Amar L'chachma Achosiat. By the way, Rav Shechtman told me that he felt Rav Soloveitchik had that sense of nisuin with the Torah. He said that people after Rav Soloveitchik passed away, or after he was no longer paskening shailas, a lot of the people who used to go to him started asking Rav Shechter shailas, and he said, I have to look it up. And the people said, well, Soloveitchik would always tell us what his gut feeling is. He said, I don't have a gut feeling. Rav Soloveitchik had his gut was Torah. My gut's not Torah. I can't. I have to look it up first. You have to have nisun with the Torah to have a gut feeling. So anyway, about someone who's baal achosa with his in his dream, so you could be mitzapa l'chachma because emra l'chachma achosiat. So you see, a sister is associated with chachma. Habal ishes ish bechalom. If someone is baal an ishes ish in a dream, muftach lushu ben olam haba. So he's guaranteed that he's a ben olam haba. Why? What's the symbolism of an ishes Ish and Ben Olam Haba, because when you sleep with the Neish Ish, you're not only taking your own chelik, you're taking somebody else's chelik also. So that's Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Haba, that he's going to take his own chelik in Olam Haba as well as somebody else's chelik in Olam Haba. There are a couple of sins that the Gemara tells us that that people give up their chelik of Olam Haba to other people. They can embarrass somebody publicly. The Gemara says you give up your chelik of Olam Haba. So you know you got somebody else's chelik in Olam Haba if you see Baal Eish Zish B'chalom. But in all these things, it's not talking about an Eish Zish that you happen to know and had hirurim about that day. If you happen to know and had hirurim about that day, then you need to straighten yourself out, because that's probably a reflection of what we said, that most dreams are mirhura diyomar, things that you thought about during the course of the day. This is something that came out of the blue, it came out of nowhere, so then it's could be a good simon. The Taz writes in Narachayim Simon Reish Peches that a tainus chalom on Shabbos, if a person, we know that there are certain things to take a tainus chalom for, even on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. For instance, a person sees in a dream Ni'ila on Yom Kippur, probably not if you saw it last night, because the last night you just experienced it, then it would be your Hura Diyoma. But he says there are certain things to take a tainus chalom on Shabbos. Taz writes that's only if you weren't mahar biyom, but if you were mahar those things biyom, and then you had a dream about it at night, so you shouldn't take a tainus chalom. You definitely can't do it on Shabbos. You can't bidocha Shabbos with it, and you shouldn't take a tainus chalom in general on those things, because it's clearly not something that's particularly meaningful. It's just something that you had yerurim about. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Peches, that a roa keri biyom haKippurim yida kol hashana, that if a person becomes a bal keri on Yom haKippurim, so you should worry the entire year. And the Gemara then, the next line is that if he survives that year, then it's a really good sign, because if he could survive that, he could survive anything. But the post can point out that's if you're not maharer all day, if you're not having hurum during the day. If you have your hurum during the day, then it's likely you saw keri, because a person sees keri. But if he has your hurum during the day, it has nothing to do with any simin min hashmem. Moshe Weinberger said that he knows a guy who's completely off the derech, because the boy was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe thought he'd inspire the talmidim by saying that if a person sees keri on Yom HaKippurim, that they're not going to finish out the year and that they're in big trouble. And this boy saw keri on Yom HaKippurim, and he said, that's it, I have nothing to live for anyway. And he ran away from, the Rebbe never taught him that if you live out the year, then, so it's years later, but B, it's shayach that an 18-year-old yeshiva bacher had hirurim. That's where it comes from. That it's not coming from from a simin min hashamayim. Okay, his point, Rav Moshe Weinberger's point, was that we should try to maybe stress more positive mamari chazal instead of telling everyone how they're going to die. And it's we should that it's a much more effective way of being makariv people. Amar b'chia baraba hara achitim b'chalom. If a person sees wheat in a dream, ra shalom, then it's a symbol that he saw peace. Shenemar Hashem hasam gvul shalom chelu chitim yaspiech. So we see chitim is associated with shalom. Haro sa'orim b'chalom, someone sees barley in a dream, saru avonosav, so sins are turned away. Shenemar v'sar avonecha v'chataschu t'chupar. Amar b'zera anolo salki mibavel eritzal ad chazay sari b'chalma. He says, I wouldn't go from bavel to eritzal until I saw barley in a dream. I wanted that simen that my averus are going away. Haro gefen tu'una b'chalom einishto mapelis nefelim. If a person sees a vine with grapes on it in a dream, so it's a simon that his wife is not going to miscarry. Shenemar ishtcha kegefen poria. Soreka yitzapa l'mashiach. If he sees a vine without grapes on it, then he could be mitzapa for Mashiach. Shenemar also legefen iro l'soroka b'nei asono. That Mashiach comes on the donkey. That's a reference to Mashiach. Haroa te'ena b'chalom tarosu mishtameres b'kirbo. If someone sees figs in a dream, so that's a simon that his Torah is going to be guarded inside of him. Shenemar notzer te'ena yochel piria. That the one who guards the te'ena will eat from the fruits. Haroa Rimona b'chalom, someone sees pomegranates in a dream, zutri, if he sees small pomegranates, pari iske karimona, then his business will multiply like a rimon. Ravravi, if he sees larger pomegranates, ravi iske karimona, his business will become enlarged like a pomegranate. Palge im tamal chacham hu yitzapa l'torah, if he's a tamal chacham, then he could be mitzapa for Torah. If he sees palge, what is that? half pomegranates? I'm not sure. Shnemar Ashkech Miyaina Rekach Misum Rimani. Vimama Aritz, who Yitzapa le Mitzvos. And if he's in Amma Aritz, then he can be Mitzapa for Mitzvos. Shnemar Kapelach Harimon Rekasech. So my Rekasech, what does Rekasech mean? Afilu Rekarnashabach Malay Mitzvos Karimon. That even the empty ones amongst us are Malay Mitzvos Karimon, are full of Mitzvos like Rimon. We often use the Rimon, the seeds of Rimon, since it has so many seeds, we refer to it as a symbol for Mitzvos. It is not because there's any Maimon Chazal anywhere that says that there are exactly 613 seeds in a Rimon. Don't waste your time counting. Every Rimon has a different number of seeds. There's no set amount. But the idea of all those seeds, of having so many, is a symbol of Mitzvos. And that's the godless of Klal Yisrael. That even the Reikonim Shabbach, even those who are emptiest in Klal Yisrael, who have very little, are Mali Mitzvos Kerimon. That's why that's that probably dovetails very nicely with the Maimon Chazal that we say all the time. So what did he do? He gave us more Torah and mitzvos. That gives us extra zechut, meaning things that are easy. The Gemara says, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to ask for achilas dam? Who wants to eat blood anyway? Shkatzim rumasim. Who would eat those things? It's disgusting. No, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does these things, things that we stay away from anyway, because he wants to be mar bezuchuyos for Klal Yisrael. So that's why even the Reikonim are mlei mitzvos karimon, because even the Reikonim do certain things just without even trying, we do certain mitzvahs. Haro zaysim b'chalom. Person sees olives in a dream. Zutri pari v'ravi v'kai iske kizaysim. If there you see small olives come in all different sizes. That's why it's hard to figure out the size of a kazayas, because a kazayas is a zayas benini. So, but olives come in 7, 8, you know, multiple different sizes. So, okay, the person sees small olives, so then it's a sign that that his business will do very well. Vanimili pri avililani havi lo banim rubin. But if that's only if he sees the fruit of the olive. But if he sees the tree, the olive tree, then it's a sign that he's going to have a lot of kids. Shnemar b'nechlik shtil zaysim gomer. Igad amri aro zayis b'chalom shem tov yotzilo. Some say if he sees a zayis b'chalom, it means that he's going to have a good reputation. Shnemar zayis ra'anon yafa pritoar kara shem shemecha. So you see the shem is going to be called out. Haro shemen zayis b'chalom yitzapel ma'or Torah. If a person sees shemen zayis b'chalom, then he could be mitzapel for Torah. Shnemar v'yichwe lecha shemen zayis zach. As the pasuk says, v'yichwe lecha shemen zayis zach. So you see that it relates to Torah. I thought I saw something on Shemen Zayas, but the in Menachos Naf Peheim Beis, the Gemara tells us Mitoch Shere Gilun B'Shemen Zayas Chachma Metzuyah Behen, that when people are Rugil B'Shemen Zayas, you'll have Chachma, not just in a dream, in real life. The Gemara in Horios Yud Gimel Beis Harugil B'Shemen Zayas Meishiv Halim Uchalayin Shana, that if a person is Rugil B'Shemen Zayas, it will bring back learning for 70 years worth of learning for a person, and it helps him retain his learning. So Shemen Zayas is something that's associated with Chachma. We also have the Gemara in Shabbos that a ragil b'ner having lo banim talmidei chacham, that someone is ragil b'ner, the Rashi says means ner Shabbos. Someone, a woman lights and is very careful about ner Shabbos, she's going to have banim talmidei chacham. And ner is associated with shemen, obviously, because you use shemen to light the ner. So all these things are a point to the fact that shemen zayis somehow relates to Torah. Harot tamarim b'chalom. Someone sees dates in a dream. Tamu avonosav. It's like the simenon that we use in Rosh Hashanah, that it's tamu avonosav. His sins will be finished. Shenemar tam avoncha bas tzion. That your sins are finished, bas tzion. Amar Rav Yosef, haro eiz b'chalom. Someone sees a goat in a dream. Shanim misparechas, so he'll have a good year. Izim, goats, shanim misparechas, so he'll have many good years. Shenemar v'dichol avizim l'lachmecha. Haro hadas b'chalom. Now it's the time to go looking for dalim minim. Someone sees a hadas in a dream. Nechasim matzlichon lo. So his nechasim will be his properties and his endeavors, business endeavors will be successful. V'meim lo nechasim, Yerushal nefels lo makmach. If he doesn't have any properties, he'll receive Yerusha. That's only if you saw the hadasim on the stalks. Haro esrog b'chalom. If someone sees an esrog in a dream, hadur hu lefnei kono, shows that he's beautiful in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneamar pri eitz hadar kapos tamarim. Pasuk says that esrog is called pri eitz hadar, and then the pasuk goes on. You also take kapos tamarim arve nachal, right? Haro lulav b'chalom. If someone sees a lulav in a dream, elu alevech alav shabashmayim. That's a simon that he only has one heart for avish. Because a date, the palm tree that the crows dates, the date has only one big seed in it. So that's a simon to having one heart of Tav Shabbat Shemayim. Now, the Maritz Chayes points out that it's a little, the quotation of the pasuk is a little awkward, because the Gemara quoted by Esrog that if you see an Esrog, then it shows that you're beautiful in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Quotes the pasuk Priya Tzadar. Why does it then mention Kapos Tamarim? Priya Tzadar Kapos Tamarim. Period. Then Haroa Lulav Bechalom. He says what seems to be is that the idea is that how do we know that Roa Lulav Bechalom is it Levech Levim Shabashmaim? Because the Gemara Darshan's where is it? The Gemara in Sukkah, I think. The Gemara Darshan's that we learn from in Sukkah Daf Mem Hey. Mat Tamar Zeh Ein Lo Ela Lev Echad Kach Yisrael Ein Lem Rak Lev Echad Levim Shabashmaim from Kapos Tamarim. From the fact that from the words Kapos Tamarim, the Gemara makes that drasha. So he says more likely that phrase Kapos Tamarim really belongs on the next line. Should be Haroa Kapos Tamarim Bechalom, or the pasuk of Kapos Tamarim should be associated with that line, not with the line of Esrog. Haroa Avos Bechalom. A person sees a goose in a dream. Yitzapa lechachma. Should be mitzapa for chachma. Shnemer chachmos bechutz tzorona. That goes out making noise. Va'abala have a rosh yeshiva. And so his baala has he should be he's good. It's a similar. Is me Rosh Shiva. I'm Ravashi. Ani reisio basiela v'salkas legadula. I saw a rooster and a goose, and I was bala, and I became a Rosh Shiva. Obviously, if you live here, if you see a goose in a dream, it's likely just because you live near the pond where you see all the geese. Meaning, again, if the person sees something all the time, so whatever you think about during the day, you might see in a dream. It's not necessarily assuming that you're going to be a Rosh Shiva. Haro tarnagol b'chalom yitzapa leben zacher. A person sees a chicken in a dream, he should be mitzapa for a male child or a hen, tarnagol. Tarnagolim, mitzapa lebanim zacharim. If he sees multiple tarnagolim, it's going to be banim zacharim. So we know that gever, tarnagol is called a gever also, right? So that's why we associate it with people. That's why we do kaparos on chicken or a hen. They do that because it's associated with person, with a gever, kros hagever. So that's why it's associated with a person. That's why it's dafka, that animal. You could be mitzapa for children. Tarnagolas yitzapa l'tarbitza not avigila. If a person sees a tarnagolas, they'll have a very beautiful garden. Haroa beitzim b'chalom tzuliyah b'kashaso. If a person sees eggs in a dream, so his bakashos are still hanging in the air, because eggs, before they come out, they're said to be hanging inside the animal. Nishtabru nas bakashos, so if he sees that it's broken, then he knows his bakashos is already done. V'cheina gozum, v'chein kishum, v'chein kol kli zuchuchas, v'chein kol nishbarim ke'elu. Anything that breaks, you have that same idea, that if you see it breaking, then you know your bakashos is done. Hanichnas l'krach nasu l'chafatzo. If a person sees in a dream that he goes into a city, so he knows his business matters are taken care of. Shnemar ve'nachem if a person sees that he shaves his head in a dream, it's a good sign. If he sees his head and his beard being shaven, then it's a good sign for him and it's for his entire family. If a person sees himself sitting in a small boat, so he'll have a shem tov. It's good for his whole family. That's if it's floating on top of the water. If you see it sinking, that's obviously not as good. If a person goes to the bathroom in the dream, that's a good simon, because it shows that he's getting rid of any wasteful thing in his body, so that's a good simon. Shenemar, me'artso lihipaseach, v'hani mili t'lokonach, but that's only if he didn't have to wipe himself. If he had to wipe himself, then it shows that it left something behind, that there was some remnant of the bad stuff left behind. Ha'olo l'gag b'chalom, olo l'gadul. The person goes up to a roof in his dream, so he's olo l'gadul. It's a simon that he's going to get a position of authority. Yorad, yorad m'gadul. So if he sees himself come down from a roof, it's going to be yorin megidula. Ba'yiv rav adam ritavai, kivin sha'allah Allah. Once he goes up, he's up. Ha'korei begadu b'chalom korm lo gzardino. If a person tears his clothing in a dream, so you might think that that's a terrible simon. No, it's a simon that the korm lo gzardino, that a gzardin against him is going to be torn. Ha'omeid orim b'chalom. If a person sees himself standing naked in a dream, b'bavel omeid b'lo chet. Since bavel is full of chet, so if he sees himself standing in bavel naked, it shows that he's naked of what bavel has to offer. And therefore he's without chet. Beretz Yisrael, arum below mitzvos. Beretz Yisrael, symbolic of mitzvos. So if he's arum in Eretz Yisrael, he's arum below mitzvos. Hanitbos l'srad yot shmir naslo. If he's arrested in a dream, then it's a sign that he's going to be protected. Nasnu b'kolor, if he's put in jail, hosiv lo shmir al shmir naslo, he'll be super protected. V'hanim yil b'korov, l'chav will be al malo. That's only if he's actually put in a jail cell, but not if he's just tied up. Hanichnas la'agam b'chalom. Someone sees himself going to a swamp in a dream. Nasa Rosh Yeshiva. He's going to be a Rosh Yeshiva. Because the thing about a swamp is that it has different things growing in it of all different sizes. The Rosh Yeshiva has to worry about everyone in the yeshiva. The people who are very strong, the people who are a little weaker, the big ones, the small ones. So that's the symbolism of the swamp, Rashi points out. But li'ya'ar, if he goes into a forest, nasa Rosh l'bnei kala. Then it'll be the Rosh Chabura, when the group that chazers over the learning, because that's all, the forest has all tall trees. So that's only the Gedolim, because the group that chazers over the learning is all the Gedolim. That's how Rashi says that vei mechazrin al shmuasam, v'yesh talmidim shlo yavinu b'divrei Rav kol tzarech, v'zem avinu lahem. It's for the Talmidim who didn't understand the shir, so the Rosh Kala is the one who gives the chazar shir for the Talmidim who didn't understand so well. So in the back of the Gemara, one of the Mepharshim points out, the Melo Rome says, wait a second, so that's a yar. Yar is all the tall trees. The guys who didn't understand the shir l'chor are the small ones. Shouldn't it be if you go into, a field that has small grass, that's a simon, they're going to be Rosh Kala. Why is it with the yar, with the forest, it's all the tall trees? He says, maybe that tells you something about the people who are willing to put in the extra time if they didn't understand, and they're willing to work harder, just because they're not, Rome doesn't exactly say it like this, but maybe one can suggest that that's how we truly measure the greatness of the Talmidim, the ones, not necessarily the ones who understood it the first time, the ones who are willing to admit that they didn't understand it, and are willing to listen to the Chazar Shir and to go over it, until they finally do understand that in the eyes of the Ribbono Shlom, that's the Yair, that's the forest with the tall trees. Rav Papa Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Chazu Chalma. Rav Papa Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua saw a dream. Rav Papa Da'il Agma Nasa Rosh Shiva Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Da'il Liya Nasa Rosh L'Bnei Kala. It happened exactly like this. They saw these visions, and that's exactly what happened to them. Iga Darmi Travayu La Agma Ili. Others say no. They both went into a swamp in their dreams. El Rav Papa Detali Tavla Nasa Rosh Shiva Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Detali Tavla Nasa Rosh L'Bnei Kala. Rav Papa had a bell hanging from him also in his dream, was making a lot of noise, so he became Rosh Shiva, who speaks to everybody, whereas Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua didn't have a bell hanging from him, so he became just the Rosh L'Bnei Kala for the smaller select group. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Yalas La'agma V'Talei Tavla V'Navchi B'Navuchin, was making a lot of noise. I had that dream with bell and was making a lot of noise. Tani Tanak HaMeder Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak HaMekes Dam B'Chalom V'Nosav M'Chulun Lo. Person blood that's in a dream, his sins will be forgiven. V'Tanya V'Nosav S'Turun Lo. Doesn't the Brisa say his sins are going to be arranged? So my Sidurin, Sidurin Limachal. Sidurin means that Sidurin Limachal, that they're arranged, ready for Mechila. The Gemara Rashan has a similar lashon, that Avinosav Sidurin Lo, that a person who's Averos or Sidurin are going to be Mishana Lashana, Sidurin Kashanim, then it's going to be Kashel Yalbinu. That if Avinosav Sidurin Kashanim, Kashel Yalbinu, then it will turn white like snow. Tani, so apparently having your Averos Sidurin is a good thing. Whatever it means, it's a good thing. I always thought it meant that you know where it's leading to, that when things are arranged, you don't just see it when it comes, but there's an order to things. So you know what's going to lead you to an Avera, and therefore you know to stay away from those things that lead you to Averos. That's what Sidurin means. Like Shanim, like a calendar. You know that tomorrow is going to be the next day on the calendar because it's already prearranged that tomorrow is the next day on the calendar. Tani Tana Kamidra of Sheshes, Haro Nachash Bechalom. If a person sees a snake in a dream, Parnasas Muzumenestov, then he's going to have his Parnasa ready for him, because the snake has his Parnasa, whatever he needs, because he's the dirt of the earth. That's his curse. Nashcho, if he's bitten by the snake, Nichpalala, then it will be doubled for him. Hargo of the Parnasas, but if he's killed by the snake, then he's going to lose his parnasa. Amalei Rav Sheshes Kolshkein Shenichbala Parnasasa. No, that's even more so, that his parnasa will be doubled. Velohi, that's not really true, that it's a good sign if you're killed by the snake. Rav Sheshes Uduchazachavi B'chalmei V'katlei. Rav Sheshes just saw the snake in the dream and killed, and I don't know if he killed it, maybe it's that he killed it, he killed the snake, and he just wanted to make it a good sign instead of a bad sign. Tani Tanaka Made Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Mine Mashkin Yafin L'Cholom Chutz Min Hayayin. All sorts of drinks are good for a dream except for wine. Yesha Sei V'tov Lo V'yesha Sei. Sometimes you drink wine, it's good for you, sometimes bad for you. Yesha say v'tov l'shemer v'yayin yisamach l'vav enosh. That's from a kind of simcha. Yesha say v'ralo shemer t'nu sheikhar lo'oved v'yayin l'mari nefesh. Yayin is also a drink of avelus. The Gemara Ksuva says that they were misaking 10 kosos of wine in the base avel until they saw that got a little out of hand. So they had to pull back on that a little bit. But originally, yayin is meant to be menachem avelim. So it could also be a very bad thing. Amle rebiach l'tana tani tamul chacham l'yolim tovlo. Talmud Chacham, it's always good to have wine. Shnemer l'chulach mublach mivshu yayin masachim. Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hishkim Menafal Pasuk L'Tok Pivah Reza Nevuah Ketanim. The person wakes up, and right away he has a Pasuk on his lips, so that's considered a miniature Nevuah. Tan Rabban, Shloshim Malachim, there are three kings that if you see them in a dream, they mean different things. Haro David B'Chalom, Yitzapa L'Chasidus. You see David, so that's, you could be Mitzapa for Chasidus. Like David said that David showed off about his Chasidus in the Agaritas at the beginning of the Masechta. Shlomo, Yitzapa L'Chachma. He was Chacham Mikal Adam. Achav, Yidag Min Apronis. He was a very bad man. Gimel Nevi'im Him. There are three Nevi'im that if you see them, they mean different things. Haro Sefer Malachim, Yitzapa L'Gedula. If you see the Sefer Malachim, you could be Mitzapa for Gedula. Melech is a Gadol. Yecheskel, Yitzapa L'Chachma. Yishayo, Yitzapa L'Nechama. Yishayo is the Navi of Nechama. He's the one that where all the Haftaras of Nechama come from. Yirmiyo, Yidag Min Apronis. Yirmiyo is the Navi of doom and destruction. So we should always worry about Piranus if we see Yirmiyahu in a dream. Shlosh Ksuvim Gedolim Heim. There are three great Ksuvim that mean something if you see them. Haro Sefer Tehillim, Yitzap El Chasidus. You see Tehillim, that's written by David HaMelech. Yitzap El Chasidus. Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech. So Yitzap El Chachma. Iyov, Yidag Min Apronis. Iyov, then you should worry about Piranus for obvious reasons. Shlosh Ksuvim Ketanim Heim. There are three smaller Ksuvim. Haro Shir HaShirim Bechalim Yitzap El Chasidus. Shir HaShirim is a symbol of Chasidus. Shir HaShirim is assumed to have a very important depth to it, that it's Kodesh Kadashim. So that you mean Mitzabel Chasidus. Koheles, Yitzabel Chachma. Koheles, again, Shlomo HaMelech's writing, so you should be Mitzabel Chachma. Kinos, Yidag Min Apronis. If you see Kinos, which is Eicha, so you should be Doig Min Apronis. Haro Megillas Esther, Nes Nasalov. If you see Megillas Esther, it's a sign that a Nes will happen. Shlosha Chachamim, there are three Chachamim that if you see them, they mean different things. Haro Rebbe B'chalom, Yitzabel Chachma. You see Rebbe be Mitzabel Chachma. Lazar Ben Azariah, Yitzabel Ashirus. He was very wealthy. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Yidag Min Apronis. Shlosh Tamid Chachamim, there are three, because Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was killed, one of the Asar Rig Malchus. Shlosh Tamid Chachamim, there are three Tamid Chachamim. Haro ben Azai Bechalom, Yitzapel Chasidus. Difference between Chachamim and Tamid Chachamim, these people are not Rabbi. They're not, they don't have Smicha. So you see, ben Azai Bechalom, Yishbim Yitzapel Chasidus. Ben Zoma Yitzapel Chachma. Acher Yidag Min Apronis. Kol Mine Chayos Yafos Lechalom, Chutzman Apil Vakofa Kaput. All sorts of Chayos are good to see in a dream, except for three. An elephant, a monkey, and a kaput, whatever that is. Vamramar, haro pil b'chalom pelanasalo. But don't we say that if you see in a dream, you see an elephant in a dream, that amazing things will happen? Lo kasha ha-demisrik ha-delo-misrik, like we had earlier. Depends if it's saddled or not. Kol mine matachas yachman l'chalom chutz mimar pesel v'kardom. All sorts of metal instruments are good to see in a dream, except for sharp instruments and shoveling instruments. V'animili d'chazanu b'kasayu. But that's only if you see them with their handles on them and they're ready for use. Kol mine peros yachman l'chalom chutz mipagei tamara. All sorts of fruits are good to see in a dream, except for unripe dates. Kol mine yirakos yachman l'chalom chutz mirashi l'fasos. All sorts of vegetables are good to see in a dream, except for turnip heads. V'amarav lo yatriyad d'chazay rashi l'fasos. Didn't Rav say that I only became rich because I saw Rashi Lefasos? Ki chaza b'kanayu chaza. And I saw them in their stalks. Kol mine tzavoni yafan l'chalom. All sorts of colors are good to see in the dream. Chutz min ha-tcheles, except for tcheles. You would think tcheles is good. It's a royal blue. It's a symbol of royalty normally. Tcheles and argaman. But no, the back of end points out over here that it's, the word tcheles is associated with tichlo, something that's going to be wiped out, something that's going to be finished. That's why it's not good to see in a dream. Loshon tachlis v'kates. So kol mine ofos yafan l'chalom. All sorts of ofos are good to see in a dream. Chutz min kari v'kufufa v'karfufai. Different types of birds. Rashi says that a kufufa has l'sasos k'lechei adam. It has cheekbones like a human cheekbone. So it's considered maguna, as if it's trying to be like a human being. But it's obviously not. So it's like an owl or something like that. Gimel n'chlas l'guf ein guf nanin. There are three things that go into a person's body, but the body doesn't benefit from them. Gudganios v'kafnios v'pnei tamara. Cherries and bad dates at pagei tamara. Unripened dates. Shlosha einach nasan l'guf aguf nanan. Man, three things that don't go into the guf, but the guf does get enough from them. Elwin rechitza v'sicha v'tashmish, bathing, anointing with oil, and tashmish shamita. They never enter the guf. That's what the Marsha points out. That because they don't enter the guf, that's why we don't make a bracha on these hanos. Even though it's also adam lehanos melam as a below bracha, these kinds of hanos, since they don't go inside the body, you're allowed to get hanah. The Magen Avraham Reish Tazayin Sifkan Aleph on the fact that Mordechai says you only make a bracha on something that the guf is nana mehen, so because you don't make a bracha on rechitz and sicha, so the Magen Avraham points out that since they're not nichnas into the guf, that's why you don't make a bracha on rechitz and sicha. He points out the same ha'ara as the Marsha over here. This is discussion in the poskim. What about smoking? Back in the day, when they thought that it was good for you, it's just a very enjoyable thing. So that's nichnas to the guf. Why did no one ever make a bracha on smoking? So maybe im lo neviim him b'nei neviim him. You can't make a bracha on committing suicide, right? Shlosh mein olam haba. There are three things that are mein olam haba. Elu hein Shabbos, Shemesh, v'Tashmish. Tashmish to mai. So what kind of tashmish are we talking about? Before we get to so ilay matashmish hamita hamichash kachish. Tashmish hamita takes away a person's koach. El tashmish nekavim means tashmish nekavim going to the bathroom. Shlosh meshivin daito shaladim. Three things brings a person's das back. Elu hein kolu marav areach. A voice, a vision, and a smell. Shlosh marchivin daito shaladim. Three things broaden a person's mind. Elu hein dira na v'ishana v'kelim naim. A nice dira, a beautiful wife, and very nice kelim. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Hei Halachi Rav says that Balei Deya first set themselves up a parnasa, and then yikna beis dira, and then yisa isha. Then they get married. So maybe the Shor Mitzvah Balacha points out, maybe he's medayik from the fact that it says dira na before isha na. That's how we know that you have to have a dira na before you have an isha na. Chamisha echad mishishim. There are five things that are 1/60th of something else. Elu hein eish dvash v'shabbos v'sheinu v'chalom. Eish echad mishishim of gehenim. Eish is 1/60th of gehenim. Dvash echad mishishim l'man. Honey is 1/60th of the sweetness of the man. Shabbos echad mishishim l'olam haba is 1/60th of olam haba. Sheina echad mishishim l'misa is 1/60th of misa. Chalom echad mishishim l'nevua is 1/60th of nevua. Shish dvar simin yafa l'chola. Six things are a good simin for a chola. Elu hein itush zeh ashil shel keri. Hashena v'chalom. Itush tuchsiv atishos avtal or zeh tuchsiv v'zeh sapecha tocha lechem shilshul tuchsiv me'ar tzol liz pasach v'lo yomos l'shachas keri tuchsiv yira zera yarech yamim and shena tuchsiv yashanti yoz yanuach li chalom tuchsiv v'taklimeni v'chiyeni. So all of them have a pasach to say that all these things are healthy for a sick person. Shisha dvar merapin eschol, six things that give a refuah to a person, mechal yor refuah sa refuah, and it's considered an effective refuah. Elu heim korov v'tardin v'kaved. Not sure what all of these things are, but all these things are apparently something that's good for refuah. V'yeshom af dagim ketanim, and some of these things, and some say even dagim ketanim, small fish. Dagim ketanim are considered to be overall healthy for the body. Asar dvar machzirin asachol lechol yavachol yakasha. 10 things bring a person back to his illness, and his illness can be very difficult. Eluhein ochol basar. Shar, you eat basar shar, basar shamein, fatty meat, basar tzli, roasted meat, basar tzibar, bird meat, peitzat tzliya, roasted egg, tiglachas, person sees himself shave, a person shaves, it's not good for you, v'shachlayim, and cress, v'achalav, milk, v'agvina, cheese, v'amerchatz, bathing, v'yeshom maf egozim, and some say egozim as well, v'yeshom maf kishumim, some say gourds as well. Tanit b'ra b'shmal, lomenik roshman kishum, why are they called kishum? V'yeshen gof, and shen kashim, l'guf, kichara avos, there is difficult and bad for the body as swords. Eini v'aksiv v'yom Hashem l'shnei goyim b'mneich. Al tikri goyim ele geyim. It wasn't Rivka told shnei goyim, and we're told that it's not goyim, it's geyim. Two great people of authority. V'am Rav Yudah Merav. Elam Antoninus v'Rebbe shlo pasuk mishulchanam. These are both Antoninus and Rebbe, who were both very wealthy, that in their, on their tables you never didn't have l'tznon v'l'chazeres v'lo kishuin. Lo imosachayim lo segishamim. Why would we show off that they're so wealthy that kishum all the time? Kishum is bad for you. So lo kasha abarav revi abazotri. It depends if it's big ones or small ones. Small ones are good for you, big ones are bad for you. Tan Rabbanan, mace bebayis, shalom bebayis. If there's a mace in the house, then there's shalom in the house. Meretz Chayes points out that probably from this point on, we're talking about dreams again. Meaning, up until now, we went off the track a little bit, because we spoke about dreaming about lists of three people, three ksuvim, this. So then once we had that, so we went into different lists. Three things that a guf, that's nichnas to the guf is not nana, that the guf is nana, it's not nichnas, and then we went into things that are healthy, not healthy, but now we're back to dreams. So mace b'bayis doesn't mean if you actually have a mace in the house. It means if you dream that there's a mace b'bayis, so then there's going to be shalom in the bayis. Achol v'shasa b'bayis, simin yafel b'bayis. If the mace eats and drinks in the house, then it's a simin yafel for the house. Natal kelim in a bayis, simin ra'al b'bayis. If the mace takes kelim from the house, then it's a bad sign for the house. Tirgum rav papa b'mesan of a sandala. That's if he takes shoes out of the house, because it shows that he's taking people who need to walk with him. Called the shakl shikva mali barmi son of a sandala. Anything a mace takes from the house is a good sign for the house, except for different types of shoes. Called the yav shikva mali barmi afra v'chardala. Anything that he gives to the house is good in a dream, except for dirt and chardal. I'm not sure why chardal, but dirt, Rashi says, because it shows that you need to be buried. So now we're done with dreams. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that there's a bracha that you make when you see a place where Avodah Zarah was removed from. Markulis. If a person sees the Markulis of Avodah Zarah, Omer Baruch Shnasan Erech Apayim Lo Over Ritzono. He makes a bracha that Rosh Baruch Hu is patient with those who violate his will. Makam Shnekram Mimenu Avodah Zarah. When you see a place that Avodah Zarah was removed from, Omer Baruch Shakar Ako Meyartenu, Kshem Shnekram Makam Zek, Kain Teakram Mikol Makam Sisrael, Veshav Lev of Deim Lavdecha. Ubuchutzar Tain Tarach Lomer Vashav Lev of Deim Lavdecha. But in Chutzar, you don't have to say that Rosh Baruch Hu should return the Lev of those who are Ovid to the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Meshuruba of the Chavim, because most of the people in Chutz Laretz anyway are of the Chavim, so we don't have to daven for them to serve Hashem. Reb Shimon Lazar Amar Af B'Chutz Laretz Tzarich Lomar Kaim Neish Hasidim L'Skay Yishnemar Azeh Pachalam Safa Brura. That no, even in Chutz Laretz you have to say, because even though they're of the Chavim, they're one day going to be Meskayer. Reb Yaakov Maritz Chayis over here has an unbelievable comment. He points out that why is it that we don't say because Rubam Gayim, so we don't say Vashev Lev of Deim La'Avdecha. The Gemara in Chul in Yigimlan Bay says Akum Shabu Chutz Laretz are of the Avodah Zarah Betarehim. So he says, what does that mean? There's a major discussion in the Achronim whether Goyim are Mitzuvah and Shituf, whether they're allowed to believe in a Trinity in any sort of Shituf. So he suggests maybe in Chutz Laretz they are, and in Eretz Yisrael they're not. Maybe there's a Chilek in Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael, and that's why you don't have to worry about them serving only HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chutz Laretz, because they're allowed to not only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chutz Laretz, they're allowed to have some sort of Shituf. Okay.